I am doing well, and like yesterday's weather, I think I too peaked at 65.
All right.
Well, I'm not even going to attempt that. I'm not even going to attempt to follow
that
up on that.
I'm peaking right now. I'm at my peak right now, this instant.
There you go. Well, hey, not a bad time to peak. Greg, what's shaking over at the Lyon County History Center here this week or next week?
Well, we're getting ready for our 88th annual meeting of the Lyon County Historical Society. That is going to be on March 28th. That's a Saturday. That'll be at 2 o'clock here at the History Center. And so we will talk about all the fabulous things we've done this past year, all the history, all the exhibits, all the programming, all the fun we've had. So we encourage all Lyon County Historical Society members to attend. We will have a short business meeting where we will vote on some bylaw changes and a new member of the Historical Society Board of Directors. And then we are going to have a very rousing and exciting game of Lyon County Trivia. And there will be fabulous prizes, and we'll have sweet treats, and it should be a fun afternoon. But again, March 28th, 2 o'clock here at the Lyon County History Center.
All right, doing it upright. March 28th is the date of that. Well, let's see, year 250, Greg, of the Declaration of Independence. You've got a traveling exhibit coming in.
We do, the semi-quincentennial of the Declaration of Independence for this great country of ours. We have acquired a traveling exhibit. Us and the ESU School of Humanities and Social Science are going to be presenting that traveling exhibit along with an activity book that we're going to create. We're going to have community exhibits and a bunch of other programming. And all this is centered around what it's like to be an American in Lyon County and how this county, Lyon County, fits into the national narrative. So it should be a very interesting exhibit and an interesting time and programming. So that exhibit will be here up at the Lyon County History Center, 7-Eleven Commercial, from about mid-May till mid-June. So please drop by and check that out. And again, we'll be having some additional programming to go along with that.
When you look at this, Greg, you've already mentioned there are a few things with this traveling exhibit that you really are really looking forward to and excited about bringing to Emporia. But what really stands out, though, about really, as you mentioned here, Lyon County's connections here to American history, even well before the county and the city of Emporia were founded?
I think that, you know, there is a thought to be made, a narrative to relay by, if I were, to talk about how we, as good old Lyon Countyans, Emporians, fit into the national narrative. Now, when the Declaration of Independence was written, Kansas was still kind of the wilderness, but so the migration hadn't started quite this far yet. But as time moved on and we in Kansas became part of that national migration, that national story, how is it that we fit into that? And so I think that's one thing that we need to talk about here is, especially in these days and times where we seem to be so divided as a country, we want to talk about things that unite us, the feeling of national pride, of local pride, things that we can talk about in earnest, and then we can move from there, and hopefully we can move forward as a group from there.
And it's hard to believe, but November will mark the 10th anniversary of your location at 7-Eleven Commercial. My goodness, does time fly, Greg.
You know, 10 years, I still can't believe it. I mean, it still seems like it's all brand new, fresh, and every time I walk in the front door here. But, yeah, it's been 10 years already. And then on top of that, next year will be the 90th anniversary of the founding of the Lyon County Historical Society. So I will be stepping down as the executive director. So Lisa Soller, who will be the executive director, will be in charge of all that. But I will be around to certainly help her out and celebrate the achievement of this building, because this is a huge achievement for the Historical Society. And, of course, 90 years in business. I mean, that's no small thing either. So we look excited to the future.
You know, Greg, you know, I think a lot of people see, or maybe they remember, maybe they don't, but the sheer amount of increased traffic at the History Center when it comes to changing out exhibits, specifically the public activities and the public gatherings that you couldn't hold at the old Carnegie Library downtown, the prior space. But how else has this helped residents to have this four-floor facility in the hub of downtown Emporia when it comes to learning more about history or maybe researching their own history?
Well, Chuck, you know, we've always had the stories. That's always been part of who we are and what we do. But we didn't really have the means to discuss or to demonstrate those stories. We do now. So we have 25,000 objects in our collection. So objects, artifacts that allow us to help us tell the story of the people and places and events of Lyon County, Kansas. But this new facility, it is a night and day difference. In fact, maybe even different day sort of thing. But yeah, we have the opportunity now to truly tell the story of Lyon County, Kansas. And we went from about 2,000 to 3,000 visitors a year to 20,000 to 25,000 visitors a year. So obviously the visibility has changed dramatically and allows us to do a better job and a broader reach for the stories that make up this county. So we are excited and happy that we are in our new facility and hope that we continue to grow and prosper.
Greg, if you would, tell us about volunteer opportunities at the Lyon County History Center.
Well, Ron, we have lots of volunteer opportunities here at the History Center, everything from doing research to helping various tasks that we have around the building to working at the front desk to helping with exhibits, with helping with curating our objects, to just all manner of things. So if you have any kind of interest in history, please drop by the History Center and talk to Lisa or myself, or just go to our website at explorelyoncounty.org. And check out the kind of things on there. And if you have an interest, let us know.
And Lisa, will be with us a little later on this morning right here, Greg.
Lisa will, in fact, be on the airwaves to talk about some very exciting things, as she always does. And so she does a wonderful, wonderful job of her history. She really does the research, really dives in deep. And so it should be an interesting program.
It will be today because Lisa will be delving into the recent birthday of the city of Emporia.
Hey, all right.
That just happened, and as Greg put it here, she'll amaze us all with the depth and breadth of her history knowledge.
Well, it does run broad and deep, doesn't it?
It does. Greg, thanks.
Thank you both. Have a great day.
All right. Greg Jordan, Executive Director, Lyon County History Center, with his biweekly update here at KVOE Live and local. It's 8:57.
Hey, it's Melissa.
And Daniela with Quick Lane of Emporia.
Serving our area since 2011 with fast, friendly, and quality service.
Quick Lane technicians are trained and ready to help with most all automotive needs.
We have pickup and delivery available, and if you can't make it to us, we have a mobile van that can come to you.
We look forward to earning your business. Quick Lane 2717 West 15th Avenue here in Emporia. Call 620-343-1200. Se habla español.
Want to find a way to enjoy family time in the same room? Have a clean, safe, functional fireplace insert installed by Modern Air. Visit the Modern Air showroom today. This week, text the word Bluestem to the KVOE Bluestem Farm and Ranch text line 620-342-5863 for your chance to win a 2-pound bag of 3-in-1 flower seeds from Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply. Winner announced after 4 p.m. Friday. KVOE Live in local sunshine and 39 degrees. It is 8:58 and time for the sports headlines. And with that, here is Braden Brown.
Thank you, Ron. The Emporia High basketball teams were swept last night by Manhattan in Emporia during the senior night games. In the girls' contest, the Indians picked up the win.